Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back to a loaded week of Sabres Live. We have been off for a while. Marty Baran is working on his LinkedIn or LinkedIn profile today. Getting back on the course. How are you, Marty?
I'm doing great. Yes, I am at River Oaks on Grand Island. It is the Rick Martin Memorial Golf Tournament. You know, the Sabres Foundation are big with that. So anyway, so the cards are just taking off right now. I'll catch up after the show. But I haven't played golf since the last golf tournament that I was in, which was maybe the Sabres alumni event that I won, by the way, with Darren Pupo last year. You know, we had a fantastic group. So this morning, I probably should check my golf bag, right? It's in the garage. So I'm looking for like, oh, I've got enough golf balls. I got golf tees. I got my clubs. Everything's good. Can't find my golf shoes. Cannot find them anywhere. I'm like, did I throw them out or whatever? So Duffer, I stopped and got myself some brand new Kicks.
Nice.
New Balance. And the reason why I like them a lot, but I don't know if you watch TV on mute, but there's that New Balance commercial with Coco Gauff and Shohei Ohtani and all of them, right?
Yes.
I love the commercial. So that sold me. I saw the New Balance shoes and I thought of the, hey, 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 dun, dun, dun. I'm like, that's going to be good for me today. So that's what marketing does for you. You see a commercial enough and you like it enough, you're buying their stuff.
And you know what 4 days off between shows usually means? Oh, I should have asked that. So allow me to say this. What is more likely? 4 straight championships for the Bandits or 3 straight for the Florida Panthers?
Oh, man.
Good question,
huh? It's a great question. I want to say 4 straight for the Bandits just because that's local and I want the Bandits to win again. Yeah. And look, the Florida Panthers are in the Atlantic Division. They are, you know, in the Eastern Conference competing with the Buffalo Sabres. I kind of want to say slow down, Florida. But look, it's a hard question. Why? Because, well, they still have Sergei Bobrovsky one more year. They still have Paul Maurice behind that bench. They have a great defense with or without Aaron Ekblad. They're going to be set on defense with Jones and Forsling and everybody that's back there. Their forwards group. Look, I think Sam Bennett stays. I don't know on Brad Marchand. I don't know if he's been giving out mixed messages, right? Like, he's been all over social media responding to a lot of people. He was talking about how maybe the Leafs should make an offer to him. I'm thinking, I hope that doesn't happen. But anyway, there's been a lot going on. So I think the Florida Panthers have a really good team, but I'm going to say the Bandits 4-peat is more likely.
So the Sabres Live research department had been on a little bit of a hiatus as well, post Stanley Cup final, but it got back in earnest this morning. Mm-hmm. The Florida Panthers forwards did something that has been done only once by a cup-winning team.
Okay.
Since the 1967-68 expansion. If you look at the Panthers' top scorers this postseason, the top 9 of them were forwards. No defense, which is remarkable when you think about how championship teams are constructed. Mm-hmm. And they always have one guy from the blue line that is sprinkled into your top 5 or 6. Yep. And you can go through every team and imagine. But the crazy part is the Panthers have Ekblad and Jones. Yeah. And so they had 9 forwards atop their scoring list, ranging from 23 points down to 15 points before you finally get into the blue line court. Can you name the one other team that had nine forwards before a defenseman emerged on their scoring list. And I will give you a hint. It's within the last 15 years.
Okay, so we're 2025. So since 2010,
well, I am... That would be 16.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I am going to say... I'm going to say the Los Angeles Kings.
You're so close. I could have spoiled it by saying there was a common denominator among the forwards.
The Boston Bruins. Brett Marchand. Okay.
In 2011.
Yeah.
Can you name the Bruins' six defensemen?
From that year?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
And let me preface this and stall for you that I am terrible at spontaneous trivia like this. And yeah. I, upon writing the names down, was like, I'm glad I'm asking the question and not
Okay. This is a great question. I think Zdeno Chara, everybody should get him.
He was not their leading point getter, though.
He was not their leading point getter in 2011.
Among the
Andrew Ferentz was there.
Andrew Ferentz, you're two for two, buddy.
Okay, Andrew Ferentz was there. Man,
Chara's partner.
Is Chara's partner Tory Krug?
No, way before him. German.
Yeah, okay. Oh, it was yes, it's Seidenberg.
Seidenberg, that's three.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, the T-blade, the Jochen Hesch T-blade guy. Like he used to make a lot of noise with his skates. So okay, after that, I mean, seriously, I have no idea.
One was a long time Leaf.
A long time Leaf on defense.
And his brother had the cup winner in 06.
Okay, so Caberly, Thomas Caberly.
Yes.
Because Francisco Caberly was the one with Carolina.
So we have two more.
Any hints?
One felled Thomas Vanek the year prior in the playoffs.
He failed?
Felled, as in took him out.
Yeah, I don't remember that because that was 2010.
Johnny Boychuk. Jeff is correct on that one.
Yeah, okay.
And the other one, his first name is Adam.
Adam. Oh, geez, I can see him. Blonde guy, right?
Not that I know of.
No? Oh, maybe he doesn't have hair.
I think he has hair.
Okay. I was going to say Andrew
Adam McQuaid.
That's who I was thinking about.
And,
yes. Okay.
And our good friend, the sheriff, Shane Knighty, sprinkled himself in for three games during that playoff.
I mean, seriously, this was the group of defensemen for the Boston Bruins in 2011.
Yeah.
And you think of it, and again, you say, okay, well, Zdeno Chara was in the top point getter for that group. Like, you need a group of six that's going to play well, right? Like, Florida, I had a group of six. Like, Mikkola got involved in it, and they had the depth playing a big part of their success. Who was it that all season long, Washington Capitals, look at their group of six all season long, and then it got hurt in the playoffs a little bit, and it affected their playoffs. And it's going to go back to this week, right? We're going to into the draft. We're going into free agency. How can you build a group of six on the back end that you say for the Sabres, that you say, hey, you know what? Like, anybody in the six can have an aspect, can have a sequence of 10 games, 12 games where they're the group you're relying upon. That's the key here. That's what Florida did this year. Mm-hmm. Even if they added Jones, that's what they'll do next year again because they're good. That's what, I mean, go back to the Chicago Blackhawks when they won their cups, right? Their group of defense, the Pittsburgh Penguins when they won their cup, their group of defense, that's what it is.
But there's two sides to this coin, and that's why this unexpected research was fascinating to me because as much as we're now looking, because we just talked about the Boston Bruins group of six, my opinion, this is less about the defense and more about, well, how do you, because what has everyone talked about with the Panthers since they went, oh, their depth up front. Yes, they had nine scoring forwards before a defenseman even hit the mark. Now, that is preposterous to think that that could happen in Buffalo when they make the playoffs because Rasmus Dahlin is going to be in the top nine in scoring, right?
Should be. I mean, geez, if he's not, then good on everybody.
Then good on, then you have constructed with the depth that you always hoped for, and you've got responsibility in all areas, and on it goes. So again, there's no one way to do this, but you've just set it up and it's on the minds of everybody. What do you want from this week? What do you want as a hockey, like Sabres, first and foremost, what do you want to see from the Sabres this week? Is it dealing with all the restricted free agents? Is it focusing on another high draft pick? Is it making a bunch of trades? Like, again, Marty, the most commonly used phrase, post-Stanley Cup winner, for as long as I can remember. Oh, it's a copycat league. Well, guess what? It's copycats now. The Panthers have won it 2 years in a row.
Yeah, well, but not only that, Duffer, look, copycats, okay, three top line. What did Tampa add to their team to win a Stanley Cup? They added Barkley Goodrow, Blake Coleman, Yanni Gourde, a third line that was...
And what did they try to do this year to reignite it?
Bring back Bjorkstrand
and Gourde.
Same thing.
Yep.
But look at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh with Nick Bonino, Carl Hagelin, Phil Kessel, a third line. Like, the teams that... okay. And I was talking to Craig Button on Friday, and, you know, we're doing NHL radio, and I mentioned the third line and how the mold up front has not changed. It's just that sometimes we forget about it, and then a team like Florida comes in and does it. Tampa did it. Pittsburgh did it. The LA Kings, when they decided, we got to add Mike Richards and Jeff Carter and Jared
Stoll. Look at their balance. Now, granted, it was different. It was a defensive era, and there were so...
But still.
Right,
and Craig Button is like, Montreal Canadiens of the 70s and the New York Islanders of the 80s and the Edmonton Oilers. Yeah, they had Gretzky and Curry and Messier, but their depth was where... You know, you win five cups out of 7 years or whatever. Yeah. So that's the template. I feel like the Sabres up front, they could go off that template, because now you've got, you know, well, let's see what happens with McLeod and his contract. But McLeod and Zucker, and you've Tuck, and you have Paterka, and you have Thompson, and you have a group of nine. So the rumor mill says the Sabres may be looking at adding two top six forward. I think two top six forward is a little bit too much, right? I think
if you're trading Paterka, which is completely wide open, wild speculation. But it would be easier to imagine bringing in two top six forwards if you traded one of them out.
Well, absolutely. Or if you don't think that Yuri Kulik is going to be a top six guy, and then you say we need a center and we need a winger, right, to be in the top. But then where does that leave Yuri in the big scheme of things? But for me, it would be like, okay, I know the wild speculations and Bo Byram's contract scenario, but focus on the blue line. That is the number one thing. Because again, look at the Florida Panthers. Look at when the Tampa Bay Lightning won with Hedman and Sergachev and McDonough and Chernak and whatnot. Like, it's about the blue line that gives you stability. And the Sabres blue line right now gives you instability, because there's been so many different pairings, different players playing top four, bottom, whatnot. There is rumors about what is going to happen with Matthias Samuelsson. We'll see what happens there. But I mean, I think the focus is on the blue line. How do you make that blue line your stability? And then everything else hopefully falls into place.
You got, it has to be all areas. Let's be honest about that. And, Trevor Zegras is on the mind of Elliot Friedman today, which means, therefore, he is now on the minds of every hockey fan and other quote-unquote insiders. Elliot does fit that profile very well. He has just posted that he's hearing Trevor Zegras will be dealt to Philadelphia. This is not surprising, obviously, based on the fact that it's been at least 2 years that Zegras' name has been in the trade cycle.
Or that, Duffer, would you have thought Zegras or Gibson would have been traded first?
Oh, probably Zegras, because I've not, you know, I've not felt like Gibson had typically put himself in a position to make the acquiring team feel 100% confident that they're getting full max value out of John Gibson. Now, he kind of proved people wrong again this year, but by the reports, the asking price got a little too high for John from Pat Verbeek's standpoint. So he remains a tradable commodity potentially here in a summer where there are not many unrestricted free agent goalies. So this could be a real thing. But what's fascinating here is the Ducks, if they do in fact complete this trade, Zegras to Philadelphia, before knowing all the parameters and parts involved, but knowing the GM particularly well in Philadelphia, Marty, what do you think about this? And what do you think it could look like the other way? I remember these two teams have had a pretty substantial trade already in their history.
Yes, that was,
McGrory for Drysdale, right?
Drysdale, yeah. So you're looking at it. But, okay, so here's the thing. Danny Briere is saying, how can I get talent on my team? How can I get a roster built, right? We have a new coach now in Rick Tocchet. He's going to, you know, maybe you get it. They drafted Michkov, right? Matvey Michkov. It was a, hey, we don't know what that's going to be like, but he's got a ton of talent. Let's bring talent in. Travis Konecny is a good player. They've got some good players. They're rebuilding. I think for me, if you're the Sabres and you see the Flyers acquiring a Zegras, you're like, eh. I mean, if it works, this is going to be dangerous. This is going to be dangerous because the Flyers are going to be a good team. But I think there's still a lot of work to be done in Philadelphia. But if you're the Flyers fan right now and you're saying, hey, we got Zegras, and then you put him with all the forwards, depth, and talent that you have, a new coach, a new attitude. You're fixing your – again, it comes down to fixing your goaltending in Philadelphia. They have Sammy
Ersson. I would say the blue line first.
I mean, they get Ristolainen back probably this year.
He's hurt right now, though. He's going to be out while he recovers from surgery. I mean, I don't think Drysdale's lived up to expectations yet. Granted, he's only 23. But you have Sanheim and – you know, Cam York would also fall into that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Category of not, like, the potential is there, but if they went out and got Zegras, like, how much does this change how they look at the top of the draft? I don't know.
I don't think it changes everything yet. I think that you acquire Zegras, you go and you do your thing at the draft. They got the Flyers have a ton of picks, right? And I mean, that's the thing. Like, they can go in and but July 1st may change things a little bit. All of a sudden, you know, if you're competing, if Sabres are competing for some depth on defense, a right shot defenseman, all of a sudden the Flyers are like, hey, we're in the defense sweepstake as well. We're not going to wait a year from now. We're going to do it now. It affects the domino effect down the road. So, I mean, maybe, okay, because it's wild speculation week, let's throw a wild speculation. Why not call the Flyers right now and say, I got a defenseman for you. His name is Matthias Samuelsson. Mm-hmm. There's a connection with Philly. There's a connection with the organization. You know, let's get assets so you can turn around, turn those assets into maybe another piece on the back end. Maybe that's something that could be done.
Well, that was going to fall under the, again, coming out of the hiatus we were on. But throwing all of this kind of stuff under the rumors, reports, and ridiculousness. Yes, ridiculousness. I think that's
ridiculousness.
The right word.
Yeah, that's good. I dropped my cap. I kept my water bottle. Got to keep that on.
It's a new era.
Oh, great plug for the hat, by the way. Nice PGA hats.
It is a nice
today.
It is a nice cap.
It is very nice cap.
If you were Tommy Fleetwood, you would just pull it down a little further.
After what happened
to him yesterday.
I couldn't even decide on a best of the weekend, by the way, and we'll do that at the end of the show. I had two worst of the weekend.
Yeah.
And, you know, when it comes down to it, two devastating moments in the weekend happened, and they both happened yesterday.
Right. So throwing it under the banner that we just tried to articulate, Matthias Samuelsson.
Yes.
How do you view his place with the Sabres, his name, across the league from a rumor standpoint, more likelihood of a trade as opposed to a buyout, or either, in your opinion? Like, what, now that his name is seemingly again, it's based on the week that we are in. What are you thinking about Matias Samuelsson right now?
I think a buyout is pretty cheap because he's not 27 and older. So 26 and under buyout is only 1/3. You know, it would be like $700,000 a year for the next 10, right? He's got 5 years left and whatever. So it would be double it. And look, there is some, you know, rumors about considering a trade or a buyout. I think basically I would look at a trade as the number one thing, but what are you going to get? There's a lot of term left. There's a lot of money left. Matias has been injured. It's not just the on-ice performance. He's been better in the last 20 games of the season, 30 games of the season, but it doesn't, there's always that question mark. Can he stay healthy for the whole season? Can he play physical at a high level without getting hurt? There's a lot of that. So I think teams that would take a flyer on him would say, okay, we can't give much. There's a big contract. We're doing you a favor. I think that is a very likely situation that the Sabres, depending on what happened with Bo Byram too, but what if you started again? With, you have Dahlin, you have Power, you have Clifton, you have Bernard Docker. Bryson's probably your 7, and that's it, right? Like Byram may be gone. Samuelsson may be gone. You have 2 spots. You can significantly change your blue line by adding 2 defensemen, the right ones. But then all of a sudden you have Dahlin with somebody, Power with somebody, Clifton, Bernard Docker, boom, there's your top 6, right? I think that to me would be where I would go. And it's Matias Samuelsson's a great guy. Everybody loves him. And when he played at his best, shot blocking, physical, everything, I think the injuries have taken a toll. Look, I mean, you know, you get hurt a few times and then all of a sudden, you know, every time you get hit with a puck or hit with a body, you're sore, it hurts. It's like, it's different. I think we're not going to get the best out of Matias Samuelsson that we expected to because there's now too many miles and broken miles on the body that have affected it.
Elliot Friedman, Sportsnet, reporting that the Zegras deal, is it done, producer Jeff, or is it speculated?
Well, we have it
still
on the ticker. Has been traded to the Flyers, so that's what we're going with. It is done.
Friedman says it, yes. So it still falls under the category of report, but he's saying that it's Ryan Poehling, a 45th this year, which is a second rounder, and a 4th round next year. So
that's the market for Trevor Zegras.
That doesn't sound like very much.
It's not a lot,
I would, under my terms, like see my off-air, because we didn't have a show, see my off-air commentary over the past week about what Seattle paid for Mason Marchment, which was nothing. This, to me, is nothing in return for the Ducks. This is
Ryan Poehling is not a player that...
He's had moments, and I hope for his sake that he can come back the way he started his career with a hat trick on Hockey Night in Canada. But still, you know what I mean?
And he's scored in a shootout too, which made it 4 goals.
It was insane. Anyway,
Ryan Poehling, right? I think that's what it was. But
this is just not... For whatever people thought of Trevor Zegras at his height, which, again, was obviously not for a long period of time, he's still incredibly young. Like, this is not much, but the risk reward is pretty high for Philadelphia, isn't it? Pretty great.
It's very high. It's a gamble, but at the same time, it's a gamble that didn't really cost you much.
Right.
Ryan Poehling at second and a fourth, like, come on.
They can win this. Like, this could be a big win for Philadelphia. Could be.
I always say, who wins the trade? The team that gets the better player. On long term, sometimes it changes, right? But, I mean, the Flyers got the better player. The Flyers got Trevor Zegras, and they didn't give up much. You mentioned Mason Marchment going to Seattle from Dallas. Dallas was in a tough spot. Dallas needed to shed some salary, and, you know, Mason Marchment had a 10-team no-trade list. I know a lot of fans in Buffalo are like, we needed a guy like Mason Marchment. Plays the game hard. You know, I get it, but most likely the Sabres were on that 10-team no-trade list. So a 3rd and a 4th. Jason Botterill, new GM of the Seattle Kraken, gives up a third and a fourth to acquire Mason Marchment. It's nothing. It's these draft picks. That's why this draft coming up, like for years, it's prospect. It's, hey, listen, we drafted Matt Savoy. Well, you traded Matt Savoy, which was great. Mm-hmm. You got Ryan McLeod out of it, and that was a good trade. Mm-hmm. Cooley and Roseanne and Austin and Wahlberg and this and that. You've got so many prospects, so many young players. What did that amount to, right? So trading draft picks, a third, a fourth, a second, a first, trade a first. You know, trade the ninth overall. It's just like, can you make a good deal? Now, if it's not a good deal, don't do it. Don't do it just for the sake of doing it. But if it's a good deal, then make it happen, because that's where the Sabres are at right now. That's why the blue line is so important. That's why I think the focus is there, because you're at a point now, Lindy Ruff, Kevin Adams, you know, the organization saying, this is our opportunity now. Let's go and get it done, and we have to be aggressive.
It was a pretty good week for Seattle and Botterill.
Yeah.
Based on the fact they were able to move someone who has, I think it's fair to say, annually underachieved in Andrei Burakovsky. Look, he's won a couple of cups, incredibly liked as a teammate, but
incredibly liked on this show for a great yeah. comment.
We have some banners hung for some players in our studio, and there is a Burakovsky banner.
18 fairway, bro. It's right there. I see it at River Oaks. It's right there.
Yes, that's where you're going, and that's where you are. I love it. But this just popped into my head for the first time.
Oh,
because he being a Sabres defenseman, is a Western guy, and he's constantly mentioned Vancouver would probably like him. Does Seattle have a need for Bo Byram? And if so, what would that trade look like?
Yeah, I mean, the Sabres don't need, for a player like Bo Byram, okay, if you trade Matthias Samuelsson and you get
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Picks and prospects in return, and you want to turn those draft picks and prospects into something else, that's fine. Bo Byram, there's no way you're trading Bo Byram for draft pick and prospects.
Right.
You want legitimate players that are going to come in mm-hmm. and play a part on your team. So, I mean, could it be a Jordan Eberle? The UFA in a year from now, the Seattle Kraken are going to have to make a decision.
He's not. They're not trading their captain when their captain is the biggest fan of the new coach, Lane Lambert.
Yes.
So that's not happening.
Okay. Well, that's not going to be Matty Berniers.
Well, that's my point. Is if you.
But I'm talking like this. The high only of players.
That's like I don't see them as a fit at all. But you know. That's
Jaden Schwartz be a guy, right? That you're like saying, okay, maybe you trade him or McCann or whatever.
You're not trading Bo Byram for a pending UFA, right? You're not. That's not good.
Yeah, you'd have to have maybe a contract in place after July 1, saying that could be the way. But why? No, I don't see
Shane Wright
is
the only proper answer there. And that's not likely to happen because they want to build around Beniers and Wright.
I don't know that I would do Shane Wright, to be honest with you. I don't see Shane Wright fitting in the top six, and I don't need a bottom six guy in a trade for Bo Byram. So I'm not going for Shane Wright. I don't see that fit there.
You might want to revisit his point totals over the last 50 games last year.
I get it, but I just... You know, yeah, okay, you gave me a good look last year. I need to see it more, and that's fine. Vancouver would be a good fit, but now what does Vancouver have to offer?
They have one guy, Elias Pettersson.
That's it. And now are the Sabres willing to say we're going to take him? Pedersen, that I'm going to say the baggage, but I don't know the guy. I don't know what, but there's not been a lot of good things with Elias Pedersen, and the production hasn't matched the 11 million or whatnot. So yeah. Are you all of a sudden doing that?
There's a few ways to look at that. He's a survivor. JT Miller, see ya. Rick Tocchet, see ya.
Yeah.
Elias Pettersson's still there. Got to be a reason.
Well, it's got to be a reason because the organization has tried maybe and it hasn't been able to get the return they want. Like you're trading Elias Pettersson. You're not trading him for, you know, just, you know, some peanuts and a cold water bottle on a hot day. Like you're trying to get something better and maybe that hasn't happened. Look, Vancouver, there's only one guy. Seattle's maybe not a fit. I feel that, you know, everybody that's speculating about Bo Byram is saying, oh, Bo Byram wants to go somewhere else. Okay, well, tell me where and what the return would be. Because right now, speculations, again, that to me sounds like it's agent talk. Like my client wants to go somewhere else. It's agent trying to build a case, build a market. But tell me what team is taking Bo Byram, giving him $8.5 million in return, trading a big piece because that's what the Sabres would want in that return.
Right. But it's also unreal. Well, yeah, I mean, if it was Elias Pettersson, it becomes a massive trade with a lot of pieces. You're not going from Byram for Mittelstadt to Byram for Elias Pettersson. That's not happening. Oh.
No, but again, would I care if you traded a prospect, a high pick, if you made the trade? If you think that Elias Pettersson playing center on the second line, maybe you got Norris and then you got Pettersson, or you move him to the wing, whatever. If you think you're getting 100 points out of him, and maybe you're getting him to get to 40 goals and Tage Thompson to 50. Like you get 90 goals between those two, like okay, I'll do it. But does that fix the blue line? Does that fix the other side of the no. you know things? No, it doesn't.
We were hoping for a mistake-free Monday, but we're already 6 minutes past the first break. So, in honor of Howard Simon, you're on the golf course, and the Sabres and you can be on the golf course at Country Club of Buffalo. It is September 15th, and we are looking forward to seeing you at the Sabres Foundation Golf Tournament. Join up in a foursome with Sabres player, alumni, personality. All you got to do is go to sabres.com/golf to learn more. We're getting real close to best and worst of the weekend. Stay with us.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.